what you're really meant to do, a roadmap for reaching your unique potential. Author Robert Stephen Kaplan. What you're really meant to do, exploring the map and reaching potential. Creating your roadmap to success is all about self-discovery and understanding your skills, discovering who you are and defining what you want. Know yourself, assessing your strengths and weaknesses. Many people struggle with figuring out their passions. It's difficult to become superb at your job if you dislike. Having passion helps you work through developing your strengths, addressing your weaknesses, and overcoming obstacles that you will face developing in your career. It's easy for people to fail to take the time to accurately assess their skills. This neglect may feel fine in the short run, but it almost certainly catches up with them in the long run. Written communication. Think of how your capabilities measure up compared to the needs of the specific task or job. Strengths and weaknesses are not absolutes. They are qualitative assessments of your skills relative to something else. In the standardized testing world, they are relative to those of a peer group. In a job, they are relative to the task requirements of a job. Assessing your strengths and weaknesses is an essential first step towards reaching your potential. It gives you a foundation for doing the next. Finding your passions. Have you ever noticed that highly effective people almost always say they love what they do? Numerous studies of highly effective people point to a strong correlation between believing in the mission and enjoying the job, and performing at a high level. You need to be more self-aware and more open to thinking about your passions. You need to have a sufficient level of passion for your current job in order to be your best. The more you enjoy the job, the more likely it is that you will have the motivation to address your weaknesses, seek coaching, and take ownership of making the needed improvements in your skills. Understanding yourself. Once you have worked on assessing your skills and discerning your passions, you need to take an additional step before turning to strategies for developing your career and reaching your potential. This step involves coming to grips with your life story and understanding how it impacts on who you are. Understanding your life experience is critical to managing yourself and also to employing the techniques needed to feel energetic. This effort is about self-awareness. Like the saying goes, you are the product of yourself. First step, write down your basic story. Write down the story of your life. It is recommended to do this chronologically. Second step, understand your competing narratives. After you've written down your story, it may occur to you that there are alternative narratives that would string together the threads of your story. You will probably realise that you have been telling others, as well as yourself, these various narratives for most of your life, in job interviews, when you meet new people. In particular, there's a failure or self-doubt narrative that could also be told based on the facts of the story. This narrative seldom gets told in a job interview or included in the About the Author blurb on a book jacket. It's an alternative narrative that is present in my head. Third step, consider how your narratives impact your behaviour. Work on finishing the draft of your success narrative. Remember that in this narrative, you are the hero, so write down the story in all of its glory. Now write down your failure narrative. It's probably a story that you don't tell very often, but it's alive and it's well in your head. This is one story of self-doubt. Everyone has a failure narrative. The challenge isn't about getting rid of it or morphing it into another type of thought. Instead, the challenge is to figure out how our narratives are impacting our behaviours, how and why they're holding us back. Every experience you have builds your story further and amends the narratives in your head. Try to understand why you do what you do. Making the most of your opportunities. Because the world and you are constantly changing, let's discuss how to update your thinking regularly with a clean sheet of paper. Top 3 tasks. Write down on a piece of paper the top 3 tasks that you must do extremely well to succeed in your job. This analysis is just as important when the move is a promotion within your company. Match skills with tasks. One reason people fail to use their skills to make the most of their opportunities is the short time horizon they use to think about their careers. You need to focus on doing a good job at what's right in front of you. If it fits your passions and skills, that's great, but there's still a lot more that goes into performing at a high level in your job. The extra mile. good versus great. It's a challenge to know your strengths and weaknesses, understand your passions in yourself, and then apply this knowledge to being at your best in a specific job and to managing your career. What is leadership? The words leader and leadership get tossed around liberally. Despite how often these terms are used, most people aren't sure what they actually mean. Leadership could be generally defined as the ability to figure out what you believe and then summon the courage to appropriately act on those beliefs. These actions must be geared to adding value to an enterprise and making a positive impact on others. Leaders can figure out what they believe and have the courage to act on those beliefs. They focus on adding value to others. They define their roles broadly and act like owners of their own organizations. Great careers and organizations are built on people who are willing to act like leaders, having the courage to innovate and compete and win. The power of ownership mindset. An ownership mindset is a powerful tool in reaching your potential. It's challenging because it requires you to believe that justice and fairness will ultimately prevail. The importance of relationships. One of the biggest impediments to reaching your potential is isolation. It's not a lack of skills or luck that sets you back, it's that you become isolated and lose perspective. It's important to know how to build relationships that can help you break through isolation you may feel. There are many types of support that you would likely need from others as a part of your support group. The roadmap. Building a fulfilling career is a significant challenge. It takes a lot of courage to chart your course and make the necessary changes along the way. A wide variety of factors contributes to the complexity of this challenge. Each of us is unique and brings a range of qualities to any situation. We each progress at our own pace and in our own ways. We are each more likely to excel at certain activities than others. We can't be put into a box and expected to perform. Reaching your potential is different from developing a strategy for a company. In an individual, there are certain things you cannot change and certain things you can. Reaching your potential. You can follow a systematic process for being at your best. It probably won't be someone else's best. It will be uniquely suited to you. It isn't better or worse than another person's path. It's simply different.